This is WHYY News in Philadelphia. I'm Priyanka Tiwari. Chester County Council has enacted a new ordinance this week limiting the number of Airbnb units that can be registered in the county. WHYY's Eric Nixon reports.
In a unanimous vote, Council reduced the number of Airbnb rental properties to 20 short-term leases for the county. The new ordinance also bans the purchase and rental of single-family homes for short-term rental use. The decision follows a 16% increase in population since 2020, but the county still has a limited number of available homes. The 22 current rental properties will be grandfathered into this new law, but will lose their license if they sell the property, move, or do not renew their property registration status. Eric Nixon, WHYY News.
Pennsylvania Coalition Against Domestic Violence, along with 21 other nonprofit organizations, have won a federal lawsuit against the Trump administration. The groups say guidance from the Departments of Health and Human Services and Housing and Urban Development would have required them to limit DEI and gender ideology. Noncompliance would have risked their funding. PCADV receives nearly $24.5 million annually. CEO Susan Higginbotham says following the guidance would have put the nonprofit at odds with its mission.
PCADV is going to continue to stand up for and protect the ability for domestic violence programs to serve all survivors without political influence according to the statutes that define our work.
PCADV has a network of 59 local domestic violence programs and provides free support to nearly 90,000 survivors each year. A small forest near Bristol, Pennsylvania, called Croydon Woods, has been listed as one of the state's great places by the American Planning Association. WHYY's Peter Crimmins has more on the former toxic Superfund site.
Croydon Woods not only had toxic groundwater, possibly due to a nearby industrial chemical plant, but it also had been used for illegal dumping, illegal camping, and unsanctioned recreational off-road vehicles. For three decades, the Environmental Protection Agency has been remediating the property, and 10 years ago, Croydon Woods was acquired by a conservation group called Heritage Conservancy, which has cleaned up the forest and engaged the surrounding community in its maintenance. Now, the American Planning Association has designated it as one of Pennsylvania's, quote, great places, as an example of a planning effort that builds healthy and vibrant communities. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
And in sports, the Phillies defeated the Marlins 6-4 yesterday at Citizens Bank Park. They'll play again this evening at 6:40 p.m. And the Philadelphia Union, they play Inter Miami tonight at 7:30. At 9:07, it is 75 degrees in Philadelphia. Sunny skies expected today. It will get warm with a high near 89. This is WHYY News.